Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for March 25th, 2024. This is Tony Dreibus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Wheat futures were higher in overnight trading on worries about crops in France and on some short covering. Two-thirds of the French wheat crop was in good or excellent condition as of March 18th. Down from 94% a year earlier, France Agromare said in a report on Friday. That marks the lowest rating for this time of year since 2020, the agency said. Investors who were short the market or had bet on lower prices may have bought back contracts and closed some of their positions. Money managers have been covering shorts in corn and soybeans in recent weeks. Investors held a net short position, or bets on lower prices, of 244,186 futures contracts in corns in the 7 days that ended on March 19th, according to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. That's down from 252,319 contracts a week earlier, and the smallest such position since January 9th. Speculators held a net short 138,632 futures contracts in soybeans last week, down from 146,618 contracts a week earlier. That marks the smallest bearish position for beans since February 20th. Still, signs of weak demand are keeping a lid on prices. Wheat exporters said last week they recorded a net negative sales of 109,600 metric tons to overseas buyers in the week through March 14th. That's the worst weekly sales performance since the marketing year started on June 1st, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Japan bought 62,200 metric tons, Mexico purchased 50,100 tons, and several other countries purchased wheat from the U.S., but were offset by cancellations of 262,700 tons by China, USDA said. Wheat futures for May delivery rose 4.25 cents to 5.59 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures added 3 cents to 5.93.5 a bushel. Corn futures lost 1.25 cents to 4.38 a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 0.25 cent to 11.92¼ a bushel. Soy meal lost $1.90 to $3.3720 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.39 cent to 48.03 cents a pound. Cattle on feed on March 1st in the U.S. rose 1% year-over-year, and placements hit a record high last month, according to data from USDA. About 11.8 million cattle and calves for the slaughter market were on feed at the beginning of the month, the agency said in a report. Placements in February totaled 1.89 million head, the highest for the month since record-keeping began in 1996. Some 360,000 head weighing less than 600 pounds were placed, as were 330,000 head weighing 600 to 699 pounds, 515,000 from 700 to 799 pounds, 485,000 from 800 to 899 pounds, 150,000 weighing from 900 to 999 pounds, and 50,000 weighing more than 1,000 pounds. Marketings in February rose 3% year-over-year to 1.79 million head. Texas led the nation with 2.82 million head on feed, followed by Nebraska at 2.55 million and Kansas at 2.39 million. Colorado was a distant fourth with 1.01 million head on feed, USDA said in its report. In weather, blizzard warnings have been issued for much of west-central Nebraska and parts of Kansas and South Dakota as winter weather stretches from Texas to the Canadian border, according to the National Weather Service. As much as 3 inches of snow was expected overnight, with winds gusting up to 55 miles per hour. A winter weather advisory will remain in effect until late tonight. Plan on slippery road conditions, the National Weather Service said. Patchy, blowing snow could reduce visibility. Strong winds could cause tree damage. In southwestern Kansas and the Oklahoma Panhandle, 1 to 3 inches of snow are forecast to fall today. In the Texas Panhandle, meanwhile, up to 2 inches of snow will fall today and winds will gust up to 50 miles per hour, the National Weather Service said.